Hi, everybody. I'd like to share an energy update with you for the month of February. This month of February is about reorganizing and restructuring the world. And we already saw a lot of that in the month of January, as a lot of us have witnessed a lot of chaos and destructive behavior that made us rethink a lot of things in our lives and in the world. And even though we have seen a lot of destructive behavior, we've also seen a lot of people come together and start to create more unity. A lot of the information my guides share with me is all about unity consciousness. And it's even more important for us right now because of how we are developing technology related to AI and how integrated AI has already become in our lives and how it will become even more so. Now, a lot of people have a lot of fear, a lot of concerns around the topic of AI. But what's important to remember is that everything that we create on Earth, every technology, everything we build, everything we create, is always a reflection of us. And when we develop technologies that we were not prepared for, because we had not reached a unity consciousness, ultimately that technology was used in a way that was harmful, but it was also used in a positive way. Because of how integrated AI will be in everybody's lives on Earth, it's more important than ever that everything be restructured to help us move towards unity consciousness. There are a few things they want us to understand about this time. A lot of the chaos that we're experiencing is intended to help us restructure our world, the Earth, and how we all work together to move us towards unity consciousness so that the AI that we create and we use is a reflection of unity consciousness. And unfortunately, for humanity to make these kinds of big changes, some form of disruption, chaos, is inevitable. Because by our very nature, we will hold on to everything that we think is ours, all of our things, all of our stuff, because that gives us a certain measure of control and influence over how we think things should be in our world. And when you have powerful people with lots of resources and stuff, they want to hold on to all of that, so they can have some form of control over how this new technology will be used. Because ultimately, they will want to be used for their benefit. The second thing is, what happens in our world when we have a society where a lot of the jobs are now being done by an AI? We then have a world where a lot of people may not be able to have their basic needs of survival met, and they no longer have their purpose in life. Because for a lot of people, their purpose is their job. It's the reason for getting up. And if you take that away without replacing it with something, that's going to create even more problems. What they shared is that there's two ways this could unfold. One is that we move towards unity consciousness more easily, and we create a system where everyone's basic needs of survival are met, and where everybody still has a purpose. That we have a system where you actually get to choose what it is you're going to do. Versus, for most people, to some degree, being told what they're going to do. They said a lot of people aren't living their soul's purpose because of their job, because they don't feel they can. So one of the potential gifts of this new reality is that you will have the freedom to do it. Now, if all of this is created from a place that is out of balance, then it would potentially be created in a way where it is intended as another control mechanism, which could be very harmful to the individual who is trying to fulfill their soul's purpose, and harmful to the person who is just trying to have enough stuff to have all their needs of survival met, to live a comfortable, happy life. This is why unity consciousness is so important. Because when we are creating from unity consciousness, whether it be AI or something completely different, it will always be a reflection of that. I do hope that this information can help you make sense of everything that's going on in the world and help you move towards taking action, taking steps to creating a reality, a world where we experience unity consciousness and not create a reality where we're told what we're supposed to experience. Thank you for your time.